The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to Webcology. Webcology is the show that takes you into the deepest and darkest ends of the ecosystem on the internet. Our guides will take you on a journey into web marketing and bring you the experts and the information so that you can further explore the web marketing world. Now, here are the hosts of Webcology, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
Hey everybody, welcome to Webcology. It is Thursday, September the 10th, 2009. This is Jim Hedger from WebmasterRadio.fm and Dave Davies from Beanstalk, Inc. You're listening to Webcology on Webmaster Radio, and we have an interesting, full, kind of crazy show for you today. Coming up after a quick glance at the news, we have Justin Baker, Director of Marketing from AdReady Incorporated. And today we're going to be talking a subject that search marketers don't talk often enough. We're going to be talking about display advertising. Dave, you know, display advertising is older than our career, than our careers. It's everywhere. It's ubiquitous on the web, and it's something we just don't think of very often, eh?
It really is. I think, as you know, we're organic, or I shouldn't say we, but I'm an organic SEO. I think SEM. But you're right. This is an area that I think is not really covered as much as maybe it deserves to be in the news. I know, reading their papers, a lot of the statistics made perfect sense. They were from, you know, third party, you know, independent resources from the actual paper itself. So, you know, drawing from a number of resources. I'm really looking forward to this interview, and I think, as you note, it's an area that isn't covered probably as much as it should be, and I look forward to learning a little more about it.
Well, I spent about 20 minutes on the phone with Justin yesterday, and I know he's got some interesting stuff to talk about. But before we get to Justin, before we start doing the show every week, Dave and I get together on the telephone and compare news items, you know, talk about some of the stuff that's happening out there in the web community. And today there's a couple major announcements, major things. Let's start with the good stuff, with the really interesting, fun, good Webmaster Radio focused stuff that I really want to talk about, and that is Affiliate Convention. Dave, as you know, I'm helping organize Affiliate Convention. I'm responsible for getting the speakers list together. I have some amazing assistants and amazing helpers, and like the management of Webmaster Radio, Darren and Brandy are, you know, just making my job so much easier. So much so. Check this. Yes, Carrie, we're live. Check this out. Guess who's going to be speaking at Affiliate Convention? I mean, this is how much Darren and Brandy are amazing.
You know what? I'm not going to guess because I tried to. I got it wrong, so I'm just going to admit I was not able to guess to the excitement of the actual true answer, so I will leave that to you to reveal to our listeners.
Okay, the actual true answer, and actually the people who are in the chat room, they already know, because this is the subject of the chat room today. Danny Sullivan, the godfather, the ultimate in search marketing reporting, the guy who made our industry real to the masses, to the general world, probably the most quoted person ever to come out of the search marketing industry, Danny Sullivan, speaking at Affiliate Convention December 3rd. And to make it even more fun, Danny's doing an interactive site panel.
Oh,
so
now
not only
do
you get to hear Danny speak, you actually get to interact with him. And if you, and for, you know, for listeners out there who've never interacted with Danny Sullivan, he's hilarious, he's fun, he's witty, he's all around good fella. And one of 1,000 reasons, maybe one of 1,800 or 2,400 reasons to come to Affiliate Convention Los Angeles on the 3rd and 4th of December.
Excellent. Oh, so he's going to be on day one. He's going to be speaking. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but you just don't know what to say about that. When when Brandy told me on the phone last night that she'd arranged to get Danny at a Philly convention, I think my jaw just dropped. Like, wow, we got Danny Sullivan for our second show.
That it is really exciting. I think it's going to be a fantastic opportunity for everybody who attends, and if not before, here's one more reason to hit the registration and get registered. Especially since The Price is Right, you're never going to get to see this man speak for the price that we're talking about here for that convention. I think you're going to nail on the head to have an opportunity to interact and then on a topic like affiliate marketing. I don't know that I've ever actually chatted with him. Well, actually, I do know. I've never actually chatted with him or seen him chat on affiliate marketing specifically. I've read a little bit on his thoughts on it, but I think it's going to be a really interesting opportunity and definitely a session I'll be attending.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, that will be a must-attend. Danny Sullivan doing a psych clinic. Wow. Okay, let's move along. We have about 10 minutes before we get to our guest, Justin Baker. So...
Perfect. Something you know what? I can take us off on a slight tangent here, I'm just going to post a link, and I say now only because it relates to Danny.
Okay.
I'm just going to post a link here to SEO Book, a link to SEO Book here in the chat. For all of our listeners who aren't on the chat, you should be, and then you'd have this link. If not, visit the SEO Book blog. For anybody who's interested, it's Danny Sullivan chatting about his frustrations with running spin and social media sites and some of the pitfalls that niche-based social media sites have. So anybody who, any of our listeners who may run or be interested in running a social media site, this is definitely a must-read. Includes some of the major frustrations that he's had, such as the people who you would most want to, especially in the SEO community, that you'd be most interested in having and interacting in the social media site. Unfortunately, they're too busy. and this sort of thing and some of those pitfalls. So highly recommended reading. I thought, it was funny because I knew we were going to be chatting with Danny Sullivan. I ran across this and I thought, I love social media, so I need to put this out there. Really interesting read for anybody who's interested in social media at all, and that really should include all of our listeners.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I remember Danny's article, and I hadn't seen Aaron's response to Danny's article until just now, so I'm just glancing through it. And there's not enough you can say about Aaron Wall. I mean, what a clever, good fella. He not only outlines Danny's issues pretty quickly, he encapsulates them in a one-word slogan and then comes up with solutions. I mean, what a guy.
He does. I've got to give props to Aaron. He has a gift for taking what could otherwise be long and sort of long-winded comments and ideas from other people, and then, not to call Danny long-winded, he's certainly a good speaker in and of himself, but Aaron does this over and over again, is takes these long and fairly complex ideas, puts them down into sort of a commercial-sized, bite-sized format, and then gives a really good sort of third-party analysis. You can agree, you can disagree with him. Certainly he gives a lot of opinion sort of things in his blog. Always entertaining, always well-written, and always to the point, so... definitely for anybody who doesn't have the SEO Book blog on their to-read list, certainly deserves to be there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to jump to another story really quickly. We don't have a lot of time to talk about it, but it's near and dear to the hearts of people in the search marketing industry. Incisive Media, the owner of and the presenter of the Search Engine Strategies series of conferences and Search Engine Watch and ClickZ. Well, Incisive Media's had a rough year. Who hasn't had a rough year? Everyone's had a rough year. It's been a rough year for everybody. But Incisive Media's had a particularly harsh year, especially considering that Incisive Media's was a conglomeration of companies. Oh, by the way, I said Incisive Media was in a conglomeration of companies. Something happened. We'll get to that in a second. Incisive was a conglomeration of companies in Europe. They had a lot of investment in financials and in real estate. And, anywhere in the Western world, if you were holding on to financials and real estate, insurance and stuff like that, you're in trouble. That was one of the sides of Incisive. Well, Incisive has been split in two. it failed to meet a banking covenant back in February, where it was supposed to pay back a loan to the Bank of Scotland. It failed to meet that. It had to be bailed out by one of its owners. And its ownership, I guess its board of directors, its ownership committee, threw its hands up in the air early last week, and is now splitting the business in half, splitting it in two. On the American side, the conference series surrounding American lawyer media, the American lawyer media portfolio, the magazines, websites, all their events, everything, that's going to be its own company under Apex Partners, which will actually continue to own 59% or so of Incisive, but Incisive will no longer be doing all those American lawyer shows. It will continue, however, to do search engine strategies. It will continue to publish ClickZ. As I understand it, the way it affects us is pretty much business as usual. So anyone who's been watching Incisive over the last 6 months, 12 months, knowing about their issues and their financial trouble, well, I think a break might have happened in this story, and hopefully the side of Incisive that we know and love, the search engine strategies folks and the search engine watch folks, hopefully their lives are about to become a little bit easier.
Indeed. I mean, you've got to hope for the best of them. They've done an enormous amount for the community as a whole over the years in giving us prominence, access to markets, these sorts of things. So one can only hope that this move isn't sort of the beginning of the end, but rather the beginning of a new beginning and a chance to for each side or each aspect to sort of focus on their one specific tangent and just do it extremely well rather than trying to split their efforts. So it would be a devastation to the community if the SES events and the such failed to be so. Although we could then get back to the one person who would be, you know, probably not happy about it, but would benefit from it. But we can chat with him about that if we feel so inclined at affiliate convention, apparently.
Absolutely. Okay, I just got a message from the studio. We have Justin on the phone standing by, and we're going to have to go to a commercial here on webmasterradio.fm. However, before we do, I want to leave the audience with some numbers here. U.S. online advertising spend, based on format, in 2008 and in 2009. 2008, paid search, $7,910,000,000. Display, $4,089,000,000. Classified, $3,127,000,000. Internet video, $1,854,000,000. Internet radio, $200,000,000. Okay. 2009, a little bit of projection going on here, but this is what the numbers are supposed to look like for 2009. Paid search, $8.6 billion. Display, $4 billion. Classified, $3.2 billion. Internet video, $2.2 billion. Internet radio, $260 million. This isn't about how small internet radio is. This is about how big display is. Just behind paid search, second most revenue-rich channel in advertising on the internet. We're going to break here on Webcology on webmasterradio.fm, but I want you guys to think about those numbers, because when we come back, we have on the director of marketing for AdReady, Justin Baker, who is going to be talking about display and search advertising on behalf of Dave Davies at Beanstalk Inc. This is Jim Hedger from webmasterradio.fm. You're listening to Webcology. We'll be back after these messages.
Sit tight and don't move. Webcology. We'll be back after this short break. Are you happy with your landing page performance? Discover how to improve your landing page performance with ConversionCritic.com. Brought to you by Engine Ready. Turn your underperforming landing pages into cost-effective sales-producing machines.
Be sure you're not wasting your precious PPC budget. Conversion Critic Tools give you the ingredients to create high-converting landing pages. You don't have to be an expert to use Engine Ready's Conversion Critic Tools, but you'll feel like a landing page pro. Take the guesswork out of increasing your conversion rate. Visit ConversionCritic.com and boost your conversion rate for free. That's www.ConversionCritic.com.
AffiliateContracts.com is an affiliate network like no other. Hands-on account management right from setup gives personal attention with continual account optimization. And our affiliates will attest our offers consistently pay more money every single day. Seriously. And hey, want to make a lot of money fast? Check out our unbeatable, I mean unbeatable, insurance offers. Higher conversions with programs that are sustainable and scalable because AffiliateContracts.com is committed to you for the long run. Bigger payouts, higher conversions, and attention you expect from dedicated affiliate managers. AffiliateContracts.com. That's what the affiliate world needs.
Does your website need a bailout? Looking for a conversion rate stimulus package? Do you need a website improvement to-do list?
On Target, a subscription service from Future Now and Brian Eisenberg, monitors your website 24/7, analyzing the actions of every potential customer. It gives you a to-do list. It tells you exactly what to fix and how to fix it so that more of your visitors do what you need them to do. On Target pricing starts at $1,000 a month. See more at futurenowinc.com/on-target.
I'm Brian Eisenberg, and I approve this message.
Search engine marketing formulated for Web 2.0. SEM Synergy.
Live broadcast Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel.
On WebmasterRadio.fm.
Commercials off. Now back to Webcology, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Here are the hosts, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
Hey everyone, welcome back here to WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Jim Hedger from Webmaster Radio and Dave Davies from Beanstalk Inc. And we are joined today by Justin Baker, Director of Marketing at AdReady Incorporated. Justin, welcome to Webmaster Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be here talking to you again.
Well, we had an interesting conversation yesterday about display advertising. I mean, I opened our conversation yesterday saying to you that I'm perceiving a merge in our market where search marketers are looking to display as another means to drive traffic to their clients' websites. And I mean, you wholeheartedly agreed, and then pointed me to a white paper that you had written, which is, I believe, present on the AdReady site. I have a PDF of it open in front of me. Search plus banner ads: a powerful 1-2 punch. In thinking about banner advertising and search marketing, why don't we start there, Jamie? What was the purpose of your white paper?
Sure. I think it's really interesting to look at the numbers, actually, that you had mentioned right before the break, in the size of the market. Search is obviously huge, and Google owns a large piece of that, followed by Microsoft, Yahoo, and others. Display owns a very large piece as well. The difference between the two is that if you just look at Google specific to their PPC, their AdWords, they actually have 1 to 1.5 million or so advertisers in that space driving those kind of numbers, whereas Display in 2008 had about 44,000 total businesses advertising. So if you look at those revenue numbers, it's pretty amazing to think of how much the big dogs are doing in that space. So what we've looked at is trying to make display available for more people and really looking at the synergies between search and display. When combined, the numbers are staggering. You actually increase click-through rates by about 22%. When you're running both a search campaign and a display campaign. And it seems like almost every day at this point, I'm tweeting yet another article that comes out talking about the amazing synergies between these two mediums. I saw this months ago, actually, and looked at this as a great topic for a white paper, just because people need to educate themselves about how much better their advertising spend can perform if you combine these two.
Okay, Justin, just for the benefit of listeners who are participating in the show through the chat room, we have some questions that are going to be coming to you in a few minutes from these listeners. I just wanted to let them know that we're on top of their questions and we'll be asking them. But I got a couple questions first.
Sure.
Why does display advertising support a search campaign? That almost seems counterintuitive. You don't often see the display ad and the search ad at the same time.
So that's a great question. If you think about where you see display ads, they're all over websites. So it's people search people navigate around the web, going to their favorite sites. That's where they spend about 95% of their time. It's these impressions that you're generating through these banners that really drive kind of a mental image of you and your brand. Then people go and to a search engine, and they finally are, and they're looking for a product or a service. And this is where they spend about 5% of their time. And when they're doing this, they're thinking back to what they've seen recently and the brand exposure they received on the other, where they spent 95% of their time. And if you've been there consistently, they think of you. A lot of times, search gets credit because it's the last click clicked, if you will. But display really helps drive this because it's all of those great brand impressions. And that's also not to take away from the clicks the banners actually generate. We run banners on our own site, and we also do PPC advertising here at AdReady. And if you look at the numbers versus the spend, display is right up there from a click perspective. So there's a number of really powerful benefits of running the display campaign.
This might sound like a silly question, but it definitely leads to another. What, in your point of view, when you're running a display campaign, what's more important, the actual impressions, people seeing the ad, or the click-throughs?
You know, this is a hotly this is a very controversial topic, and we even debate that internally. It depends. It really does. We have a lot of advertisers that will come in and say, I'm really interested in a CPM campaign. I want to get our brand out there as widely as we possibly can, and we can absolutely perform for that. And they're ecstatic when they see the thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of impressions that have been generated through their display campaigns. There's others that will come to us and say, we really only want to pay for clicks. And within the premium offering that we have here, we absolutely allow for that option. For action. So it's variant and it's not consistent. People are paying for different things. In my mind, being a marketer, I love that the display can extend your brand so widely.
Okay, well, just to be clear, there's one of the questions posed by one of our listeners, San Diego SEO, differentiates between what he calls click-throughs and view-throughs. Now, I'm not sure if this is the correct terminology in the display world, but is there a difference between a click-through and a view-through?
So, you know, a lot of this is semantics, and again, this is being hotly it's contested and debated ongoing. It varies by who you're talking to.
Okay. Do you utilize San Diego SEO wants to know, does Justin utilize view-through, and does he target users that are already regular buyers of that of a client?
So we can. So to answer the question, not exactly. We offer retargeting as a service here. And so retargeting effectively gives you an opportunity to touch people who you know of, they're cookied the first time through, and then you can effectively follow them around the web and serve up additional display ads to them ongoing. So you get a second, a third, and a fourth opportunity to put new and unique and better, more impactful offers in front of them.
Okay. You know, it's funny. Yeah, you ask one question. That was posted in our chat room, and suddenly everyone else in the chat room has a question. It's almost like it's you guys in the chat room. You're like watching a grade school dance. Everyone sits up against the wall until somebody gets out there in the middle of the floor. So I'm gonna San Diego SEO, you set the trends. Carrie Morgan asks, as long as Are there any metrics about how many people have AdBlock Plus or other such Firefox extensions that block display ads?
You know, again, I don't have the exact stats in front of me. What we're not seeing that as a detriment at this point. We, our advertisers, are firm believers that it's not a significant amount of people to deter them from leveraging and using display as part of their overall marketing mix. So, again, we don't have, there's not a lot of concern from us or from our clients about that at this point.
How can web publishers make money on display advertising?
So we actually have a Ad Ready for Publishers solution. And what we've done is we've created, it is white labeled for them. So we basically skin the site. If you look at our site and our creative tool and media and all that kind of stuff, it very much looks like the publishers do, and a white labeled version of our same skin. So we skin it for them. MSNBC is using it. ESPN is using it. Univision is using it. We had a Yahoo. We're now the Yahoo display arm for them. And all you have to do is basically fill out a publisher form on our website, and we have a director of business development that follows up with all those opportunities, and we're in ongoing dialogues with additional companies for white label solutions for publishers.
I'm going to take us off, if I can, on a slightly different tangent here, on the same track, of course. But a question that I had is, as soon as I had read the white paper, as I was going through, I'm thinking of some sort of take-homes. Okay, how can I apply this? When you're taking a new client through, and in the white paper you're talking about the sort of combination of paid ads, and I can assume that organic would also see some boosts when measured with a banner advertising or display advertising campaign. What are the steps that one should do? How do you choose the sites that you want to be displayed on? How do you gear those so that you know that the next search that they may do in Google or Yahoo or Bing, how do you sort of gear it so that you can predict what they're going to be searching for so that you know what keywords to bid on or what to rank for organically? How do you steer somebody in that direction?
Sure. So as you go through the process and build your creative or have it built for you or upload it, depending on who you are, we offer profiling information. So you can choose by vertical what sites you want to appear on. And as you upgrade to be a premium advertiser within the AdReady solution, you can actually kind of hand select those, if you will. So you can say, I only want to be, you know, let's say, for instance, you're a sports site. You can say, I want to be on ESPN, for instance, or I want to be on the local Fox Sports, or I want to be on Yahoo Sports. And you can get very targeted around the exact group of people you want to do. Within the premium offering, we also have demographic data. So if you know exactly who your set is and you're a premium advertiser, you can say, I only want to target males, age, you know, whatever, 34 to 54 in this particular demographic on sports-related sites. So you can get very granular in your approach so that you aren't wasting money, quote, wasting money, on sites that aren't applicable to your brand and where you know your audience is.
You know, Justin, in search engine optimization, it's all about the links one of the main methods of techniques in SEO is all about links and driving traffic through links. And I'm kind of curious, is there any way to use banner advertising to affect search results?
To affect search results?
Yeah. Through driving traffic in a specific pattern, is there any way that you guys can affect search results?
You know, I think that's a question maybe that's beyond beyond what I know, and so I'm a little uncomfortable answering that.
Oh, no worries. That was just a big
question,
leap
though.
Of thought.
Yeah, you would think there would be, absolutely.
You know, somehow there must be. I never even considered that, and something in the answer you just gave Dave cued that thought in my mind, and I bet you that's something to look into. San Diego SEO in the chat room suggests, you know, maybe through tracking URLs or something. That'd be an interesting experiment. I had this really interesting conversation with a couple of Right Media vendors in San Francisco about 2 years ago at San Francisco Ad Tech 2 years ago, and they, again, I confess a major ignorance about the display ad, the display ad market, but they impressed me on the stats they kept, on how they could turn their campaigns on a dime, and how they were just constantly trying to find the most cost-effective ad buy situations. How do you guys at AdReady deal with those circumstances?
Absolutely. And this is actually, you touched on one of the reasons why agencies, especially like our solution, are based on our creative library, or if they build their own creative, they can upload it as well. You can do so much testing in a very short amount of time to figure out what ad performs the best. In the demo that I was giving at SCS, I would show people that you can choose your vertical, and then banners would come up that are, you can either rank by most popular, by new, best performing, and you can choose at any given time, you know, 3, 4, 8, 10, 12 banners, and run them on a side-by-side test. And after, let's say, 48 or 72 hours, you can go look at the stats. You can pull out the winners, and you can dump the losers. And then you take the two winners, and you can turn them green, purple, orange, yellow, blue, and run them for another 48 hours. Look at them again, pull out the winners, and then change the tagline, or change the call to action, or change the image. So you continually improve and optimize the campaigns to get these amazing click-through rates. I actually put out a newsletter this morning, an AdReady newsletter, and Yapta, they're a search site for the travel industry. They were able to build a really cool-looking banner in our system, and it ultimately garnered them about a 3.7% click-through rate versus the travel industry on a whole's click-through rate being 1.5%. So very impressive results based on creative optimization. That's one of the ways you can do it. The targeting and the retargeting, of course, you can also, because you're talking to the right audience at the right time on the right sites, you can dramatically increase your click-through rates based on that as well.
You know, speaking of creative optimization, we have this discussion going in the chat room about how to use banners to affect SEO. I love Webmaster Radio's audience. They're phenomenal people. Give them an idea and they will run with it.
Absolutely.
Check this out. Set up a tracking code, 301 that tracking URL, and use user agent detection. There's interesting stuff going into our chat room. I'm not going to try to go through all the logic here. In our conversation yesterday, Justin, we were talking about banner advertising and affiliate marketing, and you said there were some changes specifically around Yahoo that affect affiliates. What are they?
Yeah, so Yahoo and Right Media have recently made a change in their policy, whereas certain types of advertisers no longer can advertise in their system. So they basically just got more regimented in their approach and what advertisers they allow to advertise or not to advertise. So it's not quite as free-flowing as it once was. We have a Yahoo team that's been working with them ongoing to make sure that the ads, for instance, running through our library are meet their new guidelines. So it influences things. Again, I can't speak to the exact nature of it. I'm not on that team, but it's interesting to see. And I know that additional sites are looking at making changes in their policies as well.
If you had any advice to give a e-merchant or somebody who into e-marketing, they're thinking of getting into display for the first time, what's the first piece of advice you'd give them?
I would say the first thing you should do is know your PPC. Know what works, what doesn't work, what's performing, what's not. And then come and talk to us and find out how, by combining search and display, you can increase your performance. I'm a big believer in metrics and tracking. And so once you have a baseline, you understand how your search campaigns are performing, to layer on display and prove out the value yourself, I think you'll find that it's impressive and in many ways unexpected.
Well, Justin Baker, Director of Marketing at AdReady Incorporated, great white paper, great information. Thank you so much for spending time with us on Webcology today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Friends, that was Justin Baker, Director of Marketing at AdReady Incorporated. And again, we're talking about display, an area that search-focused webmasters really don't think of enough. Although, again, if there's any indication in our chat room, Dave, oh my goodness, it looks like they're going to be thinking about it a little bit more, eh?
It does indeed. The chat room got there was a lot of good questions in there, some interesting conversations. And if I can just say one more thing on that note, for all of our listeners who aren't in our chat room, you're missing half the conversation. Well, let's say 20% of the conversation, but it's a good 20%.
Well, and, you know, it was really hard while I was doing the last bit of the interview with Justin. I'm reading the dialogue between you and San Diego SEO and trying to, you know, follow your dialogue and phrase my next question at the same time. Interesting stuff. I just gotta love the brains that come around Webmaster Radio. And speaking of the brains that come around Webmaster Radio, someone's gotta pay for it all. And we have to help them do that. And we have to do that right now. So this is Jim Hedger from WebmasterRadio.fm and Dave Davis from Beanstalk Inc. You're listening to Webcology on Webmaster Radio. It's Thursday, the 10th of September. Oh my God. And we will be back after these messages.
Sit tight and don't move. Webcology. We'll be back after this short break.
XY7 Intermediate Market. Are you an affiliate? If yes, deal pay me. No ifs, ands, or maybes. Get paid daily. Make a mad dash. Sign up as a flash. Quickly convert the click into cash. Affiliate marketing network is first place. I cut to the chase. It's all performance based. Listen to what I'm telling you, cause this what you better do. Join as a publisher and maximize your revenue. Think we agreed that money is what you need. Indeed, you can get paid for sales and leads. Not one thing lacking. Don't get it cracking. Even comes with state of the art tracking. Where did it start? You can do it a couple ways. 866XY7 pays. It's toll free. Tell me what you waiting on. So log on to XY7.com.
This is a test of the PRWeb content and news delivery system from PRWeb and PRWebAuthor.com. If this was a real release date, your story would reach more than 30,000 journalists, 250,000 RSS subscribers, and just over 30,000 unique websites. PRWeb can reach your target audience online, drive traffic to your website, achieve high rankings on search engines, and get your content on top news sites like Yahoo News. Editors are available 24/7 to help you optimize your content for maximum exposure to over 70 million people in the U.S. alone. If this were a real PRWeb release date, your website would have so much traffic, you'd be tempted to duck and cover. If you have an online marketing emergency, go to PRWebOffer.com for 25% off. PRWeb, the premier online release news and content distribution service.
Hey, affiliates, do you find it a challenge monetizing traffic from the UK, France, or India? You need offers that will appeal to all of your visitors, no matter where they come from. AdsMarket.com has met this challenge and has turned it into a science. AdsMarket.com gets results for publishers and advertisers with a winning formula. The combination of offers, worldwide traffic, and AdsMarket's up-close and personal media management is exactly the boost needed to monetize international audiences. AdsMarket.com. The science of performance.
PPC Rockstars will take you to the promised land of PPC profit. Live broadcast Mondays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the advertising channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Commercials off. Now back to Webcology, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Here are the hosts, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Webcology here on WebmasterRadio.fm. It's been a fun show for me. Brasco, just a quick note for you. Whenever you play the XY7 rap, I do this like little Numa Numa dance in my chair, right? Like, remember the Numa Numa guy? That poor fellow who was you know, filmed himself dancing and singing to a song, and that became a viral video.
Okay.
Well, I do that whenever the XY7 commercial comes on, and my cat hypertext the cat, a much more sensible creature than I. She actually attacked me during commercial break this time. So, if SE Guru, yeah, you're in the chat room, you're listening right now. Workman's comp, dude. I got attacked because of that commercial. Yeah.
Thank you.
One moment. I just have to quickly tell Brandy on air. just so she knows, I'm on the air. it's okay.
You think she'd know the schedule?
Yes, I am having fun, Brandy. I'm having huge fun. One of the fun things about working at Webmaster Radio is, especially when you're working remotely, is we're always communicating either by Skype or by instant message, and the back chatter that happens when you're trying to do a radio show to earn you guys some money. okay. So I'm looking at Facebook, eh?
And I see and what are you looking at it
Cindy
for?
Cindy Crumb puts up a post that reads, travel schedule, booking up early again, two trips to UK in October, also NYC twice, Chicago and LA before the end of it. You know what that means?
She's
that
traveling
means
a lot?
That when she agreed tentatively, our Cindy Crumb, the mobile expert and host of oh my goodness, wow, Mobile Presence. Well, that was a brain block. Mobile Presence here on WebmasterRadio.fm. That means when she said, I'll tentatively speak at affiliate convention, she just posted in Facebook that she's going to be there. So
it's in fantastic.
Facebook. It's got to be true.
If it's in Facebook, it's got to be true.
Absolutely.
No, that's great news, and I'm sure it is true. Yeah, always a pleasure to run into her. She's pick her brain on mobile. So, yeah, certainly looking forward to seeing her again, and yeah, glad she'll be there.
Yeah, I was at Facebook. I just wanted to quickly jump to why I was at Facebook. I'm at Facebook because I want to read a list of birthdays. Yep. Want to read a list of birthdays. Number one, and anybody who doesn't know this guy and hasn't wished him a happy birthday yet, oh my goodness. Number one, Tony Adams from Yahoo. It's his birthday today. Reach out to him. Say happy birthday. Tony Adams is this great character, always happy, always got a smile on his face, always got something funny and insightful to say. Happy birthday, Tony. John Mayer's birthday, Mark Bove's birthday, and Sven Grodom's birthday today. And coming up, Darren Slatton, Andre Galdam, Matt Von Wagner, Lindsay Nelson, and Bev Taft. So friends in the search marketing world, say hi to all these people. They're your friends. They're your colleagues. They're all great people. And it's going to be Bruce Springsteen's 60th on September 23rd, according to Kerry Morgan. He's 60, huh? Wow. Sigh. Yeah. It's going to be my birthday soon, too, but I won't be 60 yet.
Hopefully you make it that far. Hopefully we all do. Something I'm just going to pipe in here with, because I want to make sure that we get to it, and you and I have this nasty, nasty habit of just blowing through shows, and then we hit the end, and we still have things to talk about. I don't know how it happens, but an hour disappears every single week. Something I wanted to chat with and direct our listeners, and of course, I will be posting the link directly into the chat room for our chat room attendees, so that they get that benefit, and maybe noting it again, we'll get more of our listeners into the chat room so that it can be an even larger, enjoyable conversation. There are some rumors put out by Lauren Baker, editor over at Search Engine Journal, so you can go to searchenginejournal.com to read the story for yourself, that there is a perhaps tentative deal between Google and Dell. As we know, there have already been some past deals in the past, Toolbar, et cetera, but to actually install Google Chrome onto Dell computers as the default browser. Now, I thought that was a really interesting story, as you know, as all of these things are starting to develop, and we're seeing Google sort of spread their wings more and more and more and try and take over basically more and more of the market space. I won't say monopoly, but they're certainly trying to have a even more significant chunk of the space, and then seeing them go from the toolbar, go straight to the browser. I think from our perspective and from their perspective, we can see, and you know, we've talked about this in the past, more and more personalized and tailored search results coming via these browsers and toolbars being installed. So I think this is a really unique thing, but I think just as a heads up for the search marketing community, this is going to make our lives, if more difficult. You know, we've talked about personalization in the past and the difficulties that that has for the search marketing community, but if deals like this keep going with Google toolbars, and especially when they've actually got the default browsers put into these machines, especially in the largest computer manufacturer, Dell, you know, the personalization of the results there is going to make our lives certainly, if not more difficult, certainly more interesting in how we're having to measure the results of organic and paid search campaigns.
Undoubtedly. When I saw the story, all I could think of was Google Reader, Google Books. And I don't want to get into this if we're talking about Chrome, but where isn't Google right now? They are growing. I mean, I'd say they're growing like a weed, but Dave, they're actually kind of, sorry to throw this at you, but they're growing like a beanstalk. Like, oh my god!
Yeah, it's a funny thing looking and watching Google, because they hit this point. And I'm sure you remember it. It was just a couple years ago, and I don't know if you had the same feeling. But it was this overarching. You know, we all had that sort of big brother, pleasant big brother, but sort of, you know, this is they've taken over all of search, basically. And sort of I had this mentality in my head of, okay, you know, falsely apparently thinking of Google as a search engine. And, you know, I mean, they've certainly over and over again, we are search, search is Google, you know, and they've tried to brand this thing, but we keep seeing them advancing into this where it's not just about search anymore. It's about basically data collection and personalization information collection. Now, yes, the goal is to feed you personalized search results, but it's not search as we know it, seems to be where they're headed at this point, and I wouldn't have predicted this a couple years ago, that they'd get this far. But to me, I have an idea. I go to a search engine, I enter the thing that I'm looking for, and I'm going to get a set of results. That's, you know, a crazy way of thinking of search. What they seem to be heading towards is this ability to almost have a predictive idea of what it is that you're looking for when you make these ideas. From a searcher perspective, I think they're going to have some, you know, provided Google does it right, and they certainly have a history of some great advances in search. I think they're, you know, for the searcher's perspective, I think it's quite handy, but I think we're going to see a lot of privacy issues coming up over the next little while. Google's certainly pretty good at skating through those and riding that line a little bit, usually on the right side of it, but I think we're going to start to see more and more of those issues coming up as they get sort of more and more entrenched in what we do. It's going to be a very, very interesting thing to watch, to say the least.
Google drives me crazy. I'm along with the other stuff I do, I also fancy myself a writer, okay? And I don't see why I would spend any time writing a book now. I don't see why anybody else who has something interesting or maybe insightful or useful or what have it has to say would spend their time a really dear friend of mine is writing a business book on mobile search, and you know, at the end of the day, this person may or may not make any money off of their efforts. They'll be a published author, but from a workaday point of view, you got to make money to pay the bills, to pay the mortgage, and to, you know, all the other payments that we have. And I don't see why I would bother writing a book when I just know that Google is going to take it. Sell access to it for far less than the value of the information in it. Mm-hmm. And me, the writer, I get like left out on the, well, really, I get left with half of the revenues I might have seen from a regular publisher. And because Google, really, they're an unstoppable force. The American Authors Association, the Penn up here in Canada, the various writers' unions are going along with it because really it's the best deal you're going to get for the writers. And okay, you know, San Diego SEO, you just gave me an idea about this is my Google impression, Dave. You want to hear it? We only got a couple minutes left, so I'm just going to rag some time with my new Google impression. Okay.
Okay.
This isn't real. This is just my imagination running away. It is not my fault. I blame my upbringing. I blame my parents. Okay. So, Google's introducing a new testicle engine where they've made a deal with Hanes Underwear, and they have little cameras installed in the crotch section of all Hanes Underwear, and they're taking pictures of men's testicles and publishing them on the web because they can, right? Because they have access to them now. There's nothing stopping them. And well, they got a picture of your nuts, and they're putting it up. And if you want, you could opt out, right? But then you don't get any money from any of the ads that people might click on while looking at pictures of your nuts. And there's not a thing you can do about it because they're in your pants, and they've got the picture. They're going to publish it, damn you.
That's my Google impression.
I mean, it drives me nuts. And yes, San Diego SEO, yes. And that's what makes the winter tolerable. Really, what right do they have to take all the world's information just because they said they were gonna? I'm really getting concerned about this, and it's not just about my nuts, which belong to me. Google can't have them. It's about, well, it's about. A creator's control of information, and I guess either we got to give up on that fantasy, or just accept that artists will starve. Period.
You bring that up, and a valid point it is, but almost a irony, or not an irony, but we'll go with the word irony, even though I'm incorrectly using it, because from day one, to give them credit where it's due, they've never made a secret. I mean, they came out basically saying, we are here to try and index the world's content. Now, at the time, we didn't, and none of us had a problem with it because we viewed it as this, oh, okay, you're going to send out spiders, you're going to crawl the web, and isn't that great? But they basically came out and said, no, we're here, and we're going to index basically everything that exists. And then we're going to provide it in our search results. We're going to slap ads on it, and we're going to make some money at it. And they've done a great job at it. But it's as we get further and further along, and we realize, okay, their technology is evolving. Their capacity for what they can index has improved dramatically and continues to improve. And 3 years from now, they're going to be indexing stuff we aren't even predicting. You know, the content of video games and getting right in there or something. But really, when we look at it, and if you go back into their mission statements from, you know, back when they were being founded, they laid it out. That was their goal from day one. It's only now when we realize how far that can go and how far technology's come in creating an environment where it can be done really and truly, that we start to realize, okay, maybe you're indexing a little too much. At the same time, we continue to use Google, and we're thankful when we find what we're looking for. So, you know. You got to take the good with the bad in that one. So,
I'm sorry, Dave. The San Diego SEO posts that Google helped me sell shit and lots of it. Knowing his other name is Poopy Gifts, Google probably did help him sell stuff. I love the chat room. I had a really good smartass remark made up, but I'm sorry. San Diego SEO just like. Took the wind out of that one. Way to go, dude. We had no idea. I mean, that's we're going to be telling our grandchildren this. We're going to look at them and whisper, because Google will have little microphones all over the place. We're going to whisper,
we had no idea. Sorry, we didn't stop. We could have.
When my grandkids' DNA, when my grandkid is going to have to like take out get like permission to spit because they'll be spreading their DNA around because Google owns their DNA. We're sorry, we didn't stop them when we could have. You know, and the funny thing is, we know them. We had to do was turn to them and say, guys, enough's enough, and maybe they'd have listened. Somehow I doubt it, though.
No.
Being Google means never having to say you're sorry.
That's correct.
Goodness. Well, there goes another chance of advertising from them for another year.
We did it.
It's 57 minutes and counting. We're so amazing. Coming up after Webcology on WebmasterRadio.fm, we have Affiliate Marketing Insider with the phenomenal Linda Woods. And we have other great programming throughout the day. Stay tuned to Webmaster Radio. And also, just to give you guys a little bit of a tease, WebmasterRadio.fm has some incredible announcements coming up. They're just around the corner. They're just around the bend. They may be next week. They may be the week after. I know that SE Guru's been hinting at them. He let me in on some of them last night, and I'm telling you, there's some neat stuff coming up. Stay tuned. On behalf of Dave Davis from Beanstalk Inc., this is Jim Hedger from WebmasterRadio.fm. You've been listening to Webcology on September the 10th on WebmasterRadio.fm. Stay tuned. We love you all.